In those bright realms, our mind's first forward steps, ignorant of all, but eager to know all, its curious, slow and wary, there begins. Ever searching, it grasps at shapes around, ever it hopes to find out greater things, ardent and golden-gleamed, with sunrise fires. Alert, it lives upon invention's verge. Yet, all it does is on an infant's scale, as if the cosmos were a nursery being. Mind, life, the playthings of a titan's web. As one, it works who builds a mimic fort, miraculously stable for a while, made of the sands upon a bank of time, made in occult eternity's shoreless sea. A small keen instrument the great puissance chose, an arduous pastime passionately pursues, to teach the ignorance is our difficult charge. Our thought starts from an original nascent void, and what she teaches, she herself must learn, arousing knowledge from its sleepy lair. For knowledge comes not to us as a guest, called into our chamber from the outer world. A friend, an inmate of our secret self, it hid behind our minds and fell asleep, and slowly wakes beneath the glows of life. The mighty demon lies unshaped to thee. To evoke, to give it form, is nature's task. All was a chaos for the true and false. Mind sought amid deep mists of nations. It looked within itself, but saw not God. A material interim diplomacy denied the truth that transient truths might lead, and hid the deity in creed and guess, that the world ignorance might grow slowly wise. This was the imbroglio made by sovereign mind, looking from a gleam reach into the night in its first temperings with inconscience. Its alien dusk baffles our luminous eyes. Our rapid hands must learn a cautious zeal. Only a slow advance the earth can bear. Yet was her strength unlike the unseen earth's, compelled to handle makeshift instruments invented by the life force and the flesh. Earth all perceives through doubtful images. All she conceives in hazardous jets of sight, small lights kindled by touches of groping thought, incapable of the soul's direct in look, she sees by spasms and soldiers a knowledge scrap, makes truth the slave girl of her indigence, expelling nature's mystic unity, cuts into quantum and mass the moving all. She takes for measuring rod her ignorance. In her own domain, a pontiff and a seer, that greater power with her half-risen sun, wrought within limits, but possessed her field. She knew by a privilege of thinking force and claimed an infant sovereignty of sight. In her eyes however darkly fringed, was lit. The archangel's gaze, who knows, inspired his acts and shapes the world in its far-seeing flame. In her own realm, she stumbles not, nor fails, but moves in boundaries of subtle power, across which mind can step towards the sun. A candidate for a higher suzerainty, a passage she cut through from night to light and searched for an ungrasped omniscience. A dwarf three-bodied trinity was a serf. First, smallest of the three, but strong of limb, a low brow with a square and heavy jowl, a pygmy thought needing to live in bounds, forever stooped to hammer fact and form, absorbed and cabined in external sight, it takes a stand on nature's solid base. A technician admirable, a thinker crude, a riveter of life to habit's grooves, obedient to gross matter's tyranny, a prisoner of the molds in which it works, it binds itself by what it creates. A slave of a fixed mass of absolute rules, it sees as law the habits of the world, it sees as truth the habits of the mind. In its realm of concrete images and events, turning in a worn circle of ideas, and ever repeating whole familiar acts, it lives content with the common and the known. It loves the old ground that was its dwelling place, avoiding change as an audacious sin, distrustful of each new discovery. Only it advances step by careful step, and fears as if a deadly abyss the unknown. A prudent treasurer of its ignorance, it shrinks from adventure, blinks at glorious hope, preferring a safe foothold upon things, to the dangerous joy of wideness and of height, the world's slow impressions on its laboring mind, tardy imprints, almost indelible, increase their value by their poverty. The old sure memories are its capital stock. Only what sense can grasp seems absolute. External fact, it figures as sole truth. Wisdom identifies with the earthward loop, and things long known and actions always done are to its clinging hold a balustrade of safety on the perilous stair of time. Heaven's trust to it are the established ancient ways, immutable laws man has no right to change, a sacred legacy from the great dead past, or the one road that God has made for life, a firm shape of nature never to be changed, part of the huge routine of the universe. A smile from the preserver of the worlds, sent down of old this guardian mind to earth, that all might stand in their fixed changeless type and from their secular posture never move. One sees it circling, faithful to its task, tireless in an assigned tradition's round. In decayed and trembling offices of time, it keeps close guard in front of customs wall, or in an ancient night's dim envelopes, it dozes on a little courtyard's stones and barks at every unfamiliar light, as at a foe who would break up its home. A watchdog of the spirit's sand-railed house against intruders from the invisible, nourished on scraps of life and matter's bones, in its kennel of objective certitude. And yet, behind it stands a cosmic mind. A measured greatness keeps its vaster plan. A fathomless sameness rhythms the tread of life. The stars' changeless orbits furrow in our space. A million species follow one mute law. A huge inertness is the world's defense. Even in change is a treasured changelessness into inertia. Revolution sinks. In a new dress, the old resumes its role. The energy acts, the stable is its seal. On Shiva's breast is stayed the enormous dance. A fiery spirit came, next of the three, a hunchback rider of the red wild ass, a rash intelligence leaped down lion-maned from the great mystic flame that drinks the worlds and with its dire edge eats a being's heart. Thence sprang the burning vision of desire. A thousand shapes it all took numberless names. A need of multitude and uncertainty pricks it forever to pursue the one on countless roads across the vast of time, through circuits of unending difference. It burns all breasts with an ambiguous fire. The radiance gleaming on a murky stream, it flamed towards heaven, then sank, engulfed towards hell. It climbed to drag down truth into the mire and used for muddy ends its brilliant force. A huge chameleon, gold and blue and red, turning to black and grey and lurid brown, hungry it stared from a mottled bower lyre to snap up insect joys its favourite food. The dingy sustenance of a sumptuous frame, nursing the splendid passion of its hues. A snake of flame with a dark cloud for tail, followed by a dream brood of glittering thoughts. A lifted head with many tinges of flickering crests, it leaped at knowledge with a smoky tongue. A whirlpool sucking in an empty air, it based on vacancy stupendous claims, in nothingness born to nothingness return. Yet all the time unwittingly it drove towards the hidden something that is all, ardent to find, incapable to retain. A brilliant instability was its mark. To her, its inborn trail, its native tune. At once, to an unreflecting credence prone, it thought all true that flattered its own hopes. It cherished golden nothings born of wish. It snatched at the unreal for provender. In darkness, it discovered luminous shapes. Peering into a shadow-hung half-light, it saw huge images scrawled on fancy scale, or it swept in circles through conjecture's night and caught in imagination's camera bright scenes of promise held by transient flares, fixed in life's air, the feet of hurrying dreams kept prints of passing forms and wounded powers, and flash images of half-seen verities. An eager spring to seize and to possess, unguided by reason or the seeing soul, was its first natural motion and its last. It squandered life's force to achieve the impossible. It scorned the straight road and ran on wandering curves and left what it had won for untried things. It saw unrealized aims as instant fate and chose the precipice for its leap to heaven. Adventure its system in the gamble of life, it took fortuitous gains as safe results. Error discouraged not its confident view. Ignorant of the deep law of being's ways, and failure could not slow its fiery clutch. One chance made true warranted all the rest. Attempt, not victory, was the charm of life. An uncertain winner of uncertain stakes, instinct its dam, and the life mind its sire. It ran its race and came in first or last. Yet were its works nor small and vain nor null. It nursed a portion of infinity strength and could create the high things its fancy willed. Its passion caught what calm intelligence missed. Insight of impulse laid its leaping grasp on heaven's high thought had hidden in dazzling mist. Caught glimmers that revealed a lurking sun. It probed the void and found a treasure there, a half-intuition purpled in its sense. It threw the lightning's fall and hit the unseen. It saw in the dark and vaguely blinked in the light. Ignorance was its field, the unknown its prize. Of all these powers, the greatest was the last. Arriving late from a far plane of thought into a packed, irrational world of chance, where all was grossly felt and blindly done, yet the haphazard seemed the inevitable, came reason, the squat, guarded artisan, to her narrow house upon a ridge in time. Adept of clear contrivance and design, a pensive face and close and peering eyes, she took a firm and irremovable seat, the strongest, wisest of the troll-like three. Armed with a lens and measuring rod, and probed. She looked upon an object universe and the multitudes that in it live and die, and the body of space and the fleeing soul of time, and took the earth and stars into her hands to try what she could make of these strange things. In a strong, purposeful, laborious mind, inventing her scheme lines of reality and the geometric curves of a time plan, she multiplied the slow half-cuts at roots, impatient of enigma and the unknown, intolerant of the lawless and unique, imposing reflection on the march of force, imposing clarity on the unfathomable. She strove to reduce to rules the mystic world. Nothing she knew, but all things hoped to know. In dark, inconstant realms, once void of thought, missioned by a supreme intelligence to throw its ray upon the obscure vast, an imperfect light leading an erring mass by the power of sense and the idea and word, she ferrets out nature's process, substance, cause. All life to harmonize by thought's control, she with the huge imbroglio struggles still, ignorant of all but her own seeking mind. To save the world from ignorance, she came. A sovereign worker through the centuries, observing and remolding all that is, confident she took up a stupendous charge. There the low bent and mighty figure sits, bowed under the arc lamps of her factory home, amid the clatter and ringing of her tools, a rigorous stare in her creative eyes, coercing the plastic stuff of cosmic mind, she sets the hard inventions of her brain in a pattern of eternal fixity. Indifferent to the cosmic dumb demand, unconscious of two close realities, of the unspoken thought, the voiceless heart, she leans to forge her credos and iron codes and metal structures to imprison life and mechanic models of all things that are. For the world seen, she weaves a world conceived. She spins in stiff but unsubstantial lines her gossamer word waves of abstract thought, her segment systems of the infinite, her juridices and cosmogonic charts and myths by which she explains the inexplicable. At will she spaces in thin air of mind, like maps in the schoolhouse of intellect hung, forcing white truth into a narrow scheme, her numberless warring strict philosophy. Out of nature's body of phenomenon, she carves with thought's keen edge in rigid lines, like rails for the world magician's power to run, her sciences precise and absolute. On the huge bare walls of human nations, written around nature's deep, dumb hieroglyphs, she pens in clear demotic characters the vast encyclopedia of her thoughts, an algebra of her mathematics, science, her numbers and unerring formulas. She builds to clinch her summary of things. On all sides runs, as if in a cosmic mosque, tracing the scriptural verses of her laws, the deedle of her patterned arabesques, art of our wisdom, artifice of our Lord. This art, this artifice, are our only stop. In our high works of pure intelligence, in our withdrawal from the senses trap, there comes no breaking of the walls of mind. There leaps no rending flash of absolute power. There dawns no light of heavenly certitude. A million faces wear some knowledge here, and every face is turbaned with a doubt. All now is questioned, all reduced to naught. Once monumental in their massive craft, our old great mythic writings disappear, and into their place start stripped ephemeral signs. This constant change spells progress to her eyes. Her thought is an endless march without a goal. There is no summit on which she can stand and see in a single glance the infinite's goal.